Welcome to the Divided Kingdom,
the Cutting Edge News Program.
Many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. Elizabeth Cuppett Cavalli and I, Blue Cavalli, are also pleased to announce that our web mistress, Angel, has a new network, KingdomStarRadio.com. Be sure to check it out to hear people like Jan Markell and Pastor Ernie Sanders. Once again, that website is KingdomStarRadio.com.
Tonight is August 11th. 11 is the number of judgment in numerology, and it appears evil is growing more concentrated. And when we think about that, listeners, I'm not exaggerating. The fact that a president of the United States, some would say the sitting president of the United States, some would say the former president, Donald J. Trump, had a whole phalanx of FBI men come to Mar-a-Lago, his private residence. Lou, don't you think this is like the Gestapo in Nazi Germany?
Yes, this Nazi SS attack on a former president's personal home is helping to destroy our Constitution fast. I urge you to call your representatives and senators in Congress. The toll-free number, and I'll give this a couple of times, the toll-free number is 1-877-762-8762.
And before you repeat it, you certainly did do your part. You talked and left a message for Senator Van Hollen and Senator Cardin here in Maryland, and you told them that you were a lifelong Democrat, which is a little bit humorous to me. But then I came from a whole family of diehard Republicans, and I'm an independent. You're not surprised, listeners, are you? But at any rate, Lou did his job, because one part of his message was that the idea of the Democrat Party has changed so much, and that many people who are still of the old Democrat persuasion don't like all this violence. So it really was a shock to us beyond all shocks to hear about this, no matter what one would think about any political person. The office of the presidency in this constitutional republic, no, it's not a democracy. Those of you in the media who get paid these six figures, I once said something like 10 figures. My math was not nearly as good as my hubby's, but anyway, they are six figures, aren't they, Lou?
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of the top-notch ones are seven figures, up in the millions.
Oh, they are in the millions.
Well, that's seven figures. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then they would be the eight figures, I think, like 20 million. Would that be eight figures?
That would be eight, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, they ought to get it right. They ought to say constitutional republic. So, actually, let's go on then, Lou. I think we have to go on a little farther.
Yes, and I want to give that number one more time.
Oh,
I should
yes.
say, too. It's
oh,
very
wait,
easy.
Wait, yes. I was going to interrupt you there to say that it used to be when you made that phone call, there would be a live receptionist there to ask where you wanted your call sent to, and I would always say, please connect me to the office of Senator so-and-so or Representative so-and-so. Now, Lou said automation has taken over. How is it now, Lou?
Now, it's very simple. It just welcomes you to thank you for calling Congress. It says, do you want to speak to your state senators or your House of Representatives members? So you can pick either one or two, depending upon your choice. Then, in turn, you can put in your zip code or your state name. I think it is voice recognition. And then they'll tell you the two senators, and you can pick whichever one you want. You know, press one or press two, depending on which senator you want.
So that's pretty easy.
Very easy.
And, you know, maybe it doesn't do much when we call our senators and our representatives, but I believe that we're at such a time now, we're seeing the end of America, unless we really put a stop to this Gestapo coming to the homes. Because you out there know it's not going to stop with President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. It's going to come to your neighborhood. It's going to come to your front door. Those gulags that Solzhenitsyn talked about, if they had just been waiting with hatchets and other things when these men came, they wouldn't have all been taken. You know, we have to think about this as a continuum, don't we, Lou?
We definitely do.
And for your own good, for your own good, you'd better call this time.
Yes, and if they are willing to do this to a former president, think what they'll do to you.
Oh, that's
right. As an ordinary citizen.
So there can be a deterring factor, perhaps, yet at this time, even though we don't believe there's much good coming from either party, the RINOs and the Democrats, so much of everything is just theater. But I think in this case, just as we asked you to call when we were going to be put under Biden's amendments to the WHO, remember how we would lose all control over our health in pandemic times, and that they backed off. So again, it's important. Lou, give us a couple more times the phone number to call your senators or your representatives.
Yes, it's 1-877-762-8762.
You might want to record this because this is toll-free. And we heard Mike Adams, the health ranger, give out on his situation update the other number. So we're giving you a little bit of a plus here. Here's a little bonus from us. This is toll-free. Again,
yes.
Lou.
Again, it's 1-877-762-8762.
And while we're doing a little business here, we had only one contribution in the last week, and that was that wonderful Pennsylvania doctor with some more beautiful stamps, and it helped us. We are really in a tight spot. In this week and over the next 2 weeks, I don't know how we're going to really survive. So what we really need this time is cash. If you can send some cash that we can use, we really, really need this. And I think over time, God is going to help us again. He gave us a little loan back in the spring that was really amazing. We shouldn't have been creditworthy enough to get that with our $55,000 of radio credit card debt. But something might be in the works, so we're hoping that later in the summer things will ease off. But two people carrying this, and that's Lou and me, plus one lady since 2006, giving us $100 a month, and she is now a widow. That's about it. And some of you have felt a little stricken. If you haven't given us anything for a while, if 20 of you would put $20 into an envelope, that would just about do what we need for the next 2 weeks, or perhaps even $50, it would just really, really, really help us. So we're asking you to send what you can to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, capital Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And again, that's Lou Caverly at P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And remember, a lot of the bigger names are getting under lots of attack, like InfoWars is under terrible attack. Alex Jones is under terrible attack. So, you know, you want to keep the programs that you can that have a Christian emphasis, that do not make you listen to commercials, and that have people who are not libertarians. That's not Lou and me. We're Christians, and we try to tell the truth under Ezekiel 33, the watchman. So let's move right on, Lou.
Yes, and before I go on, I think you had something to say about a young lady
who had passed away. Lou, I think that you need to go into the living room and pick up that newspaper clipping if you can see
it. I will do that.
Try to look for that.
Yes, I'll be right back.
While I just say something else, there's a video, National File. A 69-year-old cancer patient grandmother gives emotional message before entering prison over January 6th charge. This was July 15th at National File. A 69-year-old grandmother and cancer patient was sentenced to prison for a two-month sentence over her misdemeanor of trespassing into the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. After being arrested in August of 2021, Pam Hemphill pled guilty in January to a single charge of demonstrating, picketing, or parading inside the Capitol. In an emotional video, Hemphill gave a message directed to the American people before she entered prison Wednesday. Just keep your faith that no matter what's going on in your life, God's with us. No matter what's happening, it's going to be okay in our lives, Hemphill said. Just lean on God and just do what's right and help make this country better again and support all those that are right now locked up. And the January 6th people that are not getting any trials, God bless you all. When asked how she felt, Hemphill explained how she was scared but trusted in God. And we just have to say again, we can't put up with this. This is not America. And she went on to say, I'm frightened, but I know God's with me. I just got to take it 5 minutes at a time and one day at a time. On Tuesday morning, Judge Royce Lamberth sentenced Hemphill to 60 days in prison and ordered her to pay $500 in restitution for damages to the Capitol. I'm heading to the prison. Just know your prayers and support is keeping me going emotionally and spiritually. Love you guys dearly, Hemphill tweeted out midday. She is staying at a low-security prison near San Francisco. Speaking with Newsmax's Greg Kelly on Tuesday night, the pro-Trump grandmother contested she never picketed or paraded in the Capitol. She said she was shoved into the building by the protesters behind her. But if that's what they wanted me to plead guilty to, so I thought, okay, my lawyer advised me, Hemphill explained. According to American Greatness, video footage from 16 shows Hemphill, from January 6th, shows Hemphill pleading with other protesters, telling them, don't steal, don't harm, that's not good. On Thursday, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, called on President Joe Biden to grant Hemphill clemency. Quote, I'm appalled beyond words. How many rioters whose criminal charges were eventually dropped did Kamala and Omar bail out of jail? This is completely out of control. Judge Lambert sent a 69-year-old cancer patient to jail because of another woman's statements on Fox News that he let off. This is outrageous. Antifa and BLM burn and riot our cities, and over 95% of their charges completely dropped, Green tweeted. So we see the injustice. It is outrageous. Lou, did you find that?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. I think maybe you would just... You'll have to bring it to me.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, while we're talking here, we have to say that the old America can be brought back because the evil ones do not realize who has the most power. We remember Roe v. Wade, don't we, listeners? Of course we do. And that is an utter miracle. It cannot be explained by anyone but Jesus Christ, our Savior and Almighty God. So pray, pray for the foiling of this terrible coming police state. Now, the other aspect is this ongoing genocide, this hidden COVID vaccine shot death toll. And we talked about some young people earlier, and here was another heartbreaking one. First of all, the paper before it, that may have been last Friday, actually only had four obituaries. And listeners, every one of the four could be suspect. It either said died unexpectedly, died at home. There were no other things like hospice involved and, you know, cancer foundations or stories of long ordeals with heart problems. Those four were suspect. We can't prove that they were all deaths from COVID, but here we go. And this was on Wednesday, and this was in a local paper. And, of course, I can't use the young girl's real name, the last name, but her first name was Catherine. And she was 19 years old, Lou, just 2 years older than many students you had in a neighboring Christian school just 2 years ago.
Yes, that's exactly
right.
Yeah.
Yes. So it says, Catherine, born in 2002, aged 19 years, passed unexpectedly on Monday, August 1st, 2022, and her nickname was Cat. Cat was loved by all that were fortunate enough to know her. She will always be remembered for her beauty, vibrance, and sense of humor, and perhaps even more so for her wit and unwillingness to wake before she was ready. That's rather clever there. She liked to sleep in. An unexpected surprise, she became the foundation of her family. Now, there's another little quiet allegiance to Roe v. Wade. Her mother was older. She could have said, I'll have an abortion. But she was an unexpected surprise and became the foundation of her family and brought them unparalleled joy. Always wanting to take care of others, as a child, she practiced the piano for hours for a surprise military family reunion. That same determination could be seen as she began her figure skating journey. Kat began figure skating in the fall of 2011 at 9 years old and immediately fell in love with it. That love of the ice would follow her all the way from high school. The grace and poise she carried throughout her life was on full display while skating, and she set fire to the ice each time she graced it with its presence, her presence, it should be. And she was a member of a figure skating team where she competed and won numerous gold medals, both for her solo routines and on her beloved synchronized team. And so they go on in the obituary to say that this athleticism continued as she was in high school because she joined the girls' lacrosse and soccer team. And outside of sports in high school, she was involved in lots of aspects of student life and gained a reputation for her humor and wit, never shying away from making someone laugh or making someone's day a bit brighter. And then when she graduated from high school, she entered college in the fall of 2021, Towson University, majoring in biology with the goal of becoming a wildlife conservationist. Here she cast her net even wider and met friends that will remember her for a lifetime. She will be remembered most for the love she radiated towards all those that she held dear, and they were many. Isn't this tragic, Lou? This was a young woman of great promise.
That's true. This latest obituary you just quoted, Elizabeth, about 19-year-old Kat, certainly suggests another tragic, great young person slaughtered in the COVID clot shot genocide. So, yes, the signs of Satan's growing rampage are everywhere. In the last week, the world witnessed the Commonwealth Games held in Britain. 72 nations participated in this ritual, no doubt summoning more satanic devils to come through the portals of darkness to Earth.
Yes, Lou, video footage showed the scene surrounded by the licking flames of hellfire.
Even as Baal and Moloch, a huge horned bull came rampaging into the scene of skyrocketing flames and worshippers frenzied in worshiping Satan. Tonight's program, it's outrageous. Summer Shocks, Flesh Secrets, exposes the coming planned death and destruction of human beings' bodies and souls, the inferno symbolized by the Commonwealth Games rituals. In real life, brave radio talk show host Stu Peters and his staff have begun their valiant fight to help build awareness and end the horrific child sex trafficking and sometimes murder, with America's top government officials and Child Protective Services heavily involved in this abomination. We draw your attention to their new video, These Little Ones. Check out StuPeters.com or search at Radion.com. Pray for God to crush this long, hidden, child harm evil. Elizabeth and I have documented the Franklin cover-up and more in the past years. Now, if you are shocked by the demonic Commonwealth Games ritual, let's see more specifically what's going on within the so-called Christian Church in Canada. From LifeSite News, the title, Pope Francis and Canadian bishops take part in pagan smudging ritual involving sacred circle of spirits. This was dated Thursday, July 28th, 2022, by David McLoone. Quebec City. On the fourth day of his apostolic pilgrimage to Canada, Pope Francis joined a pagan smudging ritual during his visit to Quebec, partaking in the indigenous practice before delivering a lengthy speech in which he expressed, quote, deep shame and sorrow, unquote, for the part played by the Catholic Church members in government-funded residential school abuses. The Pope arrived in Quebec Wednesday afternoon, traveling first to the Archbishopric before transferring to the Citadel de Quebec, the official home of Governor General Mary Simon, where a welcoming ceremony took place. After brief introductions, Pope Francis along with civil dignitaries, was greeted into the reception hall as an indigenous man chanted while beating a drum. According to the MC, a traditional Inuit lamp was lit. A number of high-ranking prelates were also in attendance, including the Archbishop of Toronto, Cardinal Christopher Collins, Archbishop of Quebec and Primate of Canada, Gerald Lacroix, Cardinal Michael F. Cerny, S.J., Prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, Cardinal Mark A. Ouellette, Prefect of the Congregation for Bishops, Archbishop of Edmonton, Richard W. Smith, and the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin.
As part of the planned welcome ceremony, an elder from the Huron-Wendat Nation opened proceedings by initiating what is known as a ritual, quote, smudge to the four directions, end of quote, using sweetgrass and animal feathers to waft smoke around the room. As noted by LifeSite News, the ritual, which apes the use of Catholic sacraments and sacramentals, quote, is a clear act of pagan superstition. Quote, end of quote, reminiscent of the Holy Father's veneration of the pagan Pachamama idol at the Vatican in 2019. The ritual is intended as, quote, a ritual of purification, end of quote, in which, quote, Mother Earth is prayed to as a kind of pantheistic deity. The elder explained that he would, quote, light the sweet grass and make my link with the four directions, end of quote, after which he takes, quote, the sweet grass to Pope Francis and a feather from a wild turkey, which is an element of survival for the Huron-Wendat Nation on the land. Sweet grass purifies through the smell, the elder said, urging that it is, quote, important that Pope Francis receive this sweet grass and this feather to participate in a smudge to the four directions, end of quote. The Pope was presented with a turkey feather and sweet grass, which he took from the elder, who then asked all to participate in a, quote, circle in spirit, end of quote, from which, quote, we can visualize a sacred fire, end of quote. He added that, quote, the sacred fire unites everything that exists in creation, end of quote. Quote, we will honor earth, wind, fire, water, the elder stated. Quote, we will honor the mineral aspect, the vegetable aspect, and the human aspect, end of quote. Continuing the ritual, the elder said he will ask the east direction to open its door so we can have access to that direction. And this is part of a quote. I will ask the southern direction to open its door as well to have access to that direction, he added while fanning the smoking sweetgrass with a turkey feather. Quote, I will ask the western direction to open that door, which he called, quote, the grandmother door, adding lastly that he will, quote, honor the northern direction, which he called the direction of grandfathers. All present were asked to place their hands over their hearts. Video footage shows Pope Francis participating, as well as the high-ranking bishops and cardinals in the front row of the audience all following suit. To, quote, open the four directions, and to, quote, the elder whistled through a bone instrument four times before saying, I ask the Western grandmother to give us access to the sacred circle of spirits so they can be with us, so we can be united and stronger together. Following the ritual, Francis delivered a speech condemning, quote, ideological colonization, end of quote, lamenting a past, quote, colonialist mentality, end of quote, which he said, quote, disregarded the concrete life of people and imposed certain predetermined cultural modes, end of quote. Continuing, the Holy Father appeared to endorse the paganistic rituals of the indigenous people, stating that, quote, the Holy See and the local Catholic communities are concretely committed to promoting the indigenous cultures through specific and appropriate forms of spiritual accompaniment that include attention to their cultural traditions, customs, languages, and educational processes in the spirit of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, end of quote. Earlier, during his Canadian visit, the Pope, donning traditional indigenous headwear, also attended a, quote, healing dance, replete with drum beats apparently supposed to imitate, quote, the heartbeat of Mother Earth. This is Elizabeth again, and there is a now deceased friend and radio listener named Harry. He once told us that there were satanic connections to language like four corners, four elements, etc. He also was the person who told us about the old colonial building in Pennsylvania that was once a Masonic headquarters. He told us how over generations rumors would filter down the hill to the stores and through the barber shops, rumors that the Masons were using human sacrifice in that old building.
CDC now promoting sexual perversion, identity delusions, and genital mutilation to the nation's youth. Saturday, July 16th, by Lance D. Johnson.
And we have to point out again, the CDC's founder went to the Jesuit Research University, Marquette University. That was the word I was struggling for one program, Research University. And a lot of stuff comes out of research universities. NIH is basically a research university, I would say, with the gain of function being one of its great big trumpeted things from Anthony Fauci. And we had a listener who was really complimenting the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. book about Fauci. So perhaps we will read part of what he thought about it on another program. So until then, you might want to find that book. And he said it's for the serious reader. There are many footnotes that's very complete. So you might want to look into that biography of Anthony Fauci, written by RFK Jr. Lou. Now, what about the CDC? We already know how it is part of that Jesuit takedown plan and control plan. Remember, during the pandemic, landlords weren't allowed to evict their tenants, were they?
That's exactly right.
And who
right.
was that under? Why, that wasn't under some kind of housing administration under Biden or under Trump. That was under the CDC. And then we learned later they were going to try to set up some kind of gun control. I think we never got to that article, but that might have been in hospitals, possibly. Do you recall?
I don't recall the circumstances.
But they were doing something.
Yep.
So, you know, they're more than just a center for disease control, I think. They must be much more. So now, what are they doing? What are they getting their evil fingers into? Give us the headline again.
The headline is CDC now promoting sexual perversion, identity delusions, and genital mutilation to the nation's youth.
Good grief.
After spending 2 years threatening parental rights and terrorizing children into isolation, suffocation, and self-harm, the predatory U.S. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, is now seeking to confuse, mislead, pervert, and castrate the youth of the nation. The CDC is now promoting genital mutilation to the youth and encouraging castration using synthetic hormones and other disturbing brainwashing techniques that affirm mental illness and spiritual struggles regarding gender and sex. Here's the subheadline: CDC promotes perverse brainwashing of youth, pushing genital mutilation and castration. The CDC is promoting online chat space for youth to explore sex change operations, LGBTQ activism, polyamorous relationships, and the occult. The chat service is described as a, quote, community for LGBTQ plus teens, unquote, and preys on youth insecurities, emotions, hormonal changes, urges, curiosities, and rebellious nature. The chat room is designed to normalize sexual perversion and foster a safe space where youth can feel free to express their sexual desires. The chat room could include adults who seek to further prey on youth and convert them to something they are not. The CDC is directing the youth to the LGBT Health Youth Resources page, which pushes sexual perversion and self-harm onto youth, all under the guise of supporting their desires and preventing suicide. All the while, the CDC's perverted affirmation of these issues only causes further confusion, guilt, and self-hatred in youth. The chat space is advertised for youth ages 13 to 19 and allows the youth to hide their chats from their parents. The chats explore mature sexual themes that can lead to perverse pornography addictions, shame, and the destruction of their identity. The CDC is promoting a platform for perversion that interferes with healthy puberty and relationship building. This chat room will only manipulate the youth questioning their true self while denigrating their self-worth. The chats host specific conversations that target the very integrity of youth. For example, the conversations include, quote, having multiple genders, unquote, and, quote, queer youth activism, unquote, and, quote, drag culture 101, unquote. The conversations coerce individual youth to take up an artificial sexual and gender identity in the LGBTQ community. The conversations are intended to make youth decide upon a false identity so they can fit on the bizarre spectrum of sexually perverse, and mentally deranged acronyms that have been formulated to confuse and ultimately castrate them. One chat is intended only for, quote, bi/pan youth, unquote. And another is for queer, quote, youth of color, unquote. Some conversations try to persuade youth to refer to themselves as with bizarre things like Z-Zem. Facilitators encourage new titles such as, quote, black, genderqueer, gray ace, and neutrodivergent, or black, non-binary, queer, asexual, unquote. The chat material is interlaced with content that appeals to young children, incorporating video games, Pokemon, and Star Wars to capture their attention. The chat service preys on children through social media sites like Instagram. The Q Chat's Instagram page tries to hook children by advertising that they may actually be queer if they would just, quote, learn about queerness, unquote, from their friends. The chats also try to manipulate young minds using tarot suggestions. The chat window is deviously designed to stay hidden from parents. A click tap here for a quick escape button takes the user to a Google homepage, hiding the site in a pinch. When chat reminders are sent to the user's phone, the name of the site can be obscured to hide the content of the conversation. One chat is designed to persuade youth to push family members out of their life if they don't agree with their LGBTQ lifestyle. This chat session is called, quote, Finding Chosen Family, unquote.
Planned Parenthood is one of the operators behind the chat service. Planned Parenthood now offers predatory hormone castration services to minors and tries to persuade youth to accept a transgender identity. As youth are lured into the perversion, they are manipulated into creating their very own materialistic, hyper-sexualized image and gender-bent identity. As they are accepted by the LGBTQ community, they begin to see their life through the distorted lens while seeking relationships that affirm the perversion. Predatory LGBTQ propaganda, such as this chat space, provides a false sense of belonging and confuses youth. To make matters worse, the chats also guide the youth toward, quote, resources that push them into finding hormone replacement therapy and, quote, gender affirmation surgeries, which harm them for life. And we had to note, too, there were a lot of occult influences there. Pokemon and the use of tarot, those things are very, very dark in the occult. And now we have another big warning to all of you. July 15th, Natural News, Ethan Huff. International group funded by Bill Gates warns that one of 11 new viruses will become the next pandemic. The Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, Gavi, an international globalist organization funded by Bill Gates, is already talking about the, quote, next pandemic. Now that the Wuhan coronavirus has been beaten to death, Gavi is presenting 11 new potential virus candidates that could become the next pandemic once Gates and his cronies give the green light for release. These viruses include Rift Valley fever, which the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has classified as a Category A bioterrorism agent due to its potential to cause large-scale damage to agricultural economies as well as social disruption. hantavirus, which has a long incubation period and apparently spreads quickly. Another coronavirus, since the first one worked so well at shutting down the global economy and killing off millions. Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, CCHF, a disease carried by hyaloma marginatum ticks that is in persistent circulation and in which the risk of spillover from animals to humans remains high. Lassa fever, which rarely shows symptoms and has a long incubation time, allowing for easy spread internationally. Marburg, which spreads from human to human through bodily fluids, much like Ebola incubation. For Marburg can take up to 3 weeks, and it has a high death rate. So this one is a top pick for Gates.
Yellow fever, which could spread from Africa or South America to Asia or the Western Pacific via international travel. H5N1 and H7N9, influenza, two forms of the Spanish flu that have already circulated in the past and that could see a resurgence out of nowhere. Chikungunya, which has already been a pandemic, but not in the Northern Hemisphere. Gates and friends could make it happen, though, since chikungunya already spilled out of Kenya into islands across the Indian Ocean and Asia, resulting in more than 1 million cases of the disease. Ebola, which is constantly mutating, is already in the minds of people from earlier outbreaks that were widely reported in the Western media. Nipah virus, a disease so deadly that many governments already classify it as a bioterrorism threat. Bill Gates wants the next pandemic, or plandemic, to be much worse than the first one. Gavi has ties to many groups with which you are probably already familiar, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, WHO, UNICEF, and the World Bank. Many globalist-run countries are also tied to the group, as well as pharmaceutical companies, research agencies, and civil society organizations. Gates seems to be already gearing up with these various entities to create a global alert system and pandemic fire squad for the next pandemic. It's just a matter of picking which disease to release for maximum impact. Gates is quoted as saying, "When it comes to preventing pandemics, scientific tools alone are not enough. We also need new capabilities, including a global alert system and infectious disease first responders, or what I like to call a pandemic fire squad."
Where are those Solzhenitsyn guys with the axes waiting down in the hall?
Yes, that's so right. And let me see, I believe we go to you, Elizabeth.
I think so. After he liked this pandemic fire squad, man. Gates has also made it clear that the next pandemic will be much worse than the first one, which is why he says that governments everywhere need to, quote, contribute billions to tackle future pathogens and increase vaccine supplies. We are already seeing the globalists raise a ruckus about monkeypox, but that one may not be the one they ultimately choose for the next pandemic. Time will tell. I'm done with being a guinea pig for the CDC, wrote a commenter at Natural News about how he plans to deal with the next pandemic.
And as I read this next article, once again, I thought of a quote from John Brown. And the quote says, "I am quite certain that the crimes of this guilty land will never be purged away but with blood." The Civil War, and that was the end of that quote, the Civil War proved him right. Then, what will happen in 2022? Here are more of the worst horrors of the summer shocks / secrets. The true reprobate mind, will America ever repent? And here it is. Same drugs used to chemically castrate pedophiles are now being handed out to children to make them trans. Sunday, June 12th by Ethan Huff, Natural News. Many people are unaware of this, but the pharmaceutical cocktails that doctors are now prescribing to children in order to turn them transgender are the same ones that the criminal justice system punishes pedophiles with in order to chemically castrate them. Lupron, a gonadotropin-releasing hormone agonist, is one of the drugs of choice for trans kids to make them become their, quote, real selves, unquote. We are told that the puberty blocker is safe and effective for this off-label use because it is supposedly, quote, temporary, unquote. The Mayo Clinic says Lupron helps transgender and gender-diverse children to achieve that trans goals, calling it a big step. What the Minnesota-based healthcare provider does not say, however, is that pedophiles have been getting Lupron forever, and the effects are permanent. Quote, in those identified as male at birth, GnRH analogs decrease the growth of facial and body hair, prevent voice deepening, and limit the growth of genitalia, the Mayo Clinic adds. And it goes on to say, in those identified as female at birth, treatment limits or stops breast development and stops menstruation. And related, thousands of children have died from taking Lupron. NBC News says evidence that Lupron kills children is a viral fake news story.
In some cases, Lupron is also prescribed to prostate cancer patients to treat tumors that feed on sex hormones. Typically, however, the drug is used to stop sex offenders who are at serious risk of reoffending from having a sex drive, in essence. It turns out that Lupron comes with a serious risk of death, as previously mentioned. This was widely reported around 2019 until the left-wing media outlet NBC News decided that it was a viral fake news story. Quote, that was a quote. The left is hell-bent on getting Lupron into as many children's bodies as possible, and the research that exposes the drug as dangerous simply cannot be allowed to circulate, in other words. No matter how you look at it, Lupron is harmful to children every single time because it alters their natural biological state. And this alteration is permanent, despite what the trans pushers claim. It is intended to interfere with the normal natural development of the child, Walsh further warns. And this was Matt Walsh, the creator of a new documentary film called What is a Woman? The whole point is to force their bodies to artificially remain in a prepubescent state, if anything. The Daily Wire understated, the dangers involved in this practice by focusing more on a side effect than a primary effect, which in itself is horrible enough. It turns out that there are zero studies about the long-term impacts of taking puberty blockers. It is a massive experiment using children, no less, and the consequences over time are sure to be disastrous. One thing we do know is that blocking hormones in this way leads to bone loss as an adult. The psychological effects are also devastating in many cases. Children shouldn't be treated like sex offenders, says the Western Journal C. Douglas Golden. Any society that does this has lost its way entirely. And Lou, I think we are going to have more on this topic next week. And now we must move to the other horror, and that is the bioweapons labs in Ukraine. I have 8F. Do you have anything before that?
No.
Okay, we're going to go right into that right now. And this started way back in March. Some of this was being divulged. Here at Natural News, Ethan Huff, March 24th. U.S.-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine were tampering with bat coronaviruses. What if we told you that the United States government spent hundreds of millions of American taxpayer dollars building biological weapons facilities in Ukraine, and that some of the, quote, research taking place at them involved bat coronaviruses? This is the claim of the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation, which presented evidence showing that the Pentagon has been building deadly bioweapons in Ukraine. Quote, according to the documents, the American side planned to conduct work on pathogens of birds, bats, and reptiles in Ukraine in 2022, with a further transition to studying the possibility of carrying African swine fever and anthrax, said chief spokesman for the Ministry of Defense, Major General Igor Konashenkov. Now, Lou, we have to interject. This dovetails right in with the Bill Gates aspirations, doesn't it?
Very, very
closely. Continuing.
Yeah.
See, we aren't going to have Anthony Fauci indicted. We're going to have a little committee that'll peter out, tinkle around a little bit about what is the gain of function. That's all we'll have. Back to the article. The purpose of this and other Pentagon-funded biological research in Ukraine was to create a mechanism for the covert spread of deadly pathogens. End of quote. He added it again. This was the Ministry of Defense in Russia, Major General Igor Konashenkov. I think I pronounced it right. With its invasion of Ukraine, Russia was able to obtain records from various Ukrainian biolabs showing what has been taking place. These records tell a much different story than the one being told by the military-industrial complex, the Biden regime, and the corporate-controlled media. On March 7th, Igor Kirillov, Russia's armed forces chief of radiation, chemical, and biological defense, announced that the Russian military had detected 30 biological compounds in Ukraine. These are believed to have been used in the manufacture of bioweapons for the Pentagon. And then Ethan Huff has this interior headline, U.S. government is the enemy in this war. The Pentagon's $200 million cash infusion was sent to numerous Ukrainian laboratories run by the Ukrainian Defense Ministry Central Sanitary and Epidemiological Directorate, which was collaborating with the U.S. military's biological program. Now, we have to interject. We've heard lately, was it $4 billion? Something like that that Biden is sending toward the Ukraine war, Lou. It's in the billions. It's something like $4 to $6 billion.
Yeah, something like that a month.
Is some of that being money laundered into these labs? One has to wonder. Back to the article. Similar research was also conducted by the U.S. at Wuhan in China, Nagaland, and Manipal in India, and other countries as well, noted Great Game India. The Wuhan Institute of Virology, which altered bat coronaviruses identical to COVID-19 to make them more deadly to people, seems to have done similar work on influenza. The controversial Wuhan lab experimented on weaponizing influenza strain to infect humans. U.S. officials initially dismissed the idea of Ukrainian biolabs as, quote, fake, only to be schooled with actual evidence showing they do, in fact, exist. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland admitted in a testimony before Senator Marco Rubio of Florida and other members of Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the biolabs exist, though she made them sound innocuous, calling them, quote, biological research facilities, end of quote. She then proceeded at the goading of Rubio to proclaim that anything bad that may or may not happen in the future concerning these biolabs will automatically be the fault of Russia, for sure. The World Health Organization, who had previously advised Ukraine to destroy all, quote, high-threat pathogens, end of quote, in the nation's public health laboratories in order to prevent, quote, any potential spills, end of quote, that could infect the population during the Russian invasion. Again, Lou, we have to interject. That might be one motive, but we have Hillary erasing the servers again, don't we? We can't let it get out. We can't let the eugenicist planned genocide of the human race keep coming up. It's like a little periscope. We get a little bit that leaks out now and then. We don't get Hunter's laptop. We don't get the whole thing. But God can do something. He can expose all of this, and one day he will, I'm sure. So back to this article by Ethan Huff. The Russian Defense Ministry added in a statement that, based on the evidence it uncovered, one of the U.S. military's goals with the Ukrainian biolabs was to develop bioweapons capable of targeting specific ethnic groups. That's very important. We've all known this for a long, long time. Since back in, this is Elizabeth, back in the Bush years, the PNAC documents, they talked about getting race-specific viruses. We know that that's the case. And so back to the article, keep in mind that Moscow has been warning for many years about these biolabs. Russian leadership have repeatedly expressed worry about the Pentagon's amassing of biolabs, not just in Ukraine, but also in other post-Soviet republics, such as now I may have Kazakhstan,
I think.
I think I said that.
Yeah.
Tajikistan. Now, here's my worst one. Kyrgyzstan. I don't know.
I think you're right.
I hope so. Armenia and Georgia. And continuing a little bit more there, all of these warnings fell on deaf ears time and time again. So Russia was forced to take matters into its own hands. The country is also now calling for a mandatory international treaty to ban all bioweapons. It turns out that Barack Hussein Obama is the one who who authorized the construction of the biolabs in Ukraine. Now, this story continues. Lou?
Now we have exposed Pentagon planning to use Ukraine biolabs to attack Russia. Saturday, April 2nd, by Ethan Hoff. More evidence has emerged to suggest that not only are the Pentagon-run biolabs in Ukraine real, but that the Pentagon is planning to use them to attack Russia. Moscow says that records and other proof show that the U.S.-funded biolabs, which are linked to EcoHealth Alliance, the Biden crime family, and others, were going to be used for sending bioweapon-filled drones into Russia. Russia's defense ministry claims to have discovered the names of specific U.S. personnel who have been engaged in bioweapons development in the Eastern European country, although no tangible proof, according to Great Game India, has yet been presented. Quote, documents testifying to the plans of the Kiev regime to use unmanned aerial vehicles capable of carrying and spraying deadly substances, unquote, are of special importance to Russian authorities, announced military spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov during a recent conference. Konashenkov went on to state that information now held by the Russian military, quote, proves that the Kiev regime was seriously considering the possibility of using biological weapons against the population of the Donbass and the Russian Federation, unquote. Hunter Biden directly involved in developing bioweapons at Ukraine biolabs, says Russia. Konashenkov also claims that Russia has uncovered the names of specific officials who, quote, took part in the creation of components of biological weapons, unquote, though he did not name any of them. All he would say is that they are, quote, the heads of divisions and employees of the U.S. Department of Defense, as well as its main subcontractors, unquote. These bioweapons campaigns, Konashenkov went on to say, are, quote, directly related to the son of the current U.S. president, Hunter Biden, unquote. This claim corroborates with revelations that came forward last week about how the Biden crime family has connections to the Pentagon contractor, Metabiota, which specializes in investigating potential pandemic-causing pathogens that could be used as bioweapons. We know from the recent admissions of the U.S. diplomat, Victoria Nuland, who testified before the Senate earlier this month, that the Ukrainian biolabs do, in fact, exist and are not just a conspiracy theory. She told Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, however, upon him prompting her to say such, that if anything goes wrong at the labs, it is automatically Russia's fault. Quote, this is not a war against the Ukrainian people, but it's rather Putin's dismantling in a hostile manner of the deep state's toy factory, a.k.a. the nation of Ukraine, suggested someone at Great Game India about the situation. Quote, this explains all the rage of State Department, the CIA, and deep state politicians / media who are against Putin.
Lou, that's quite an article there. This is quite a topic, and we're not quite finished with it. Next week you will hear more, and you will hear more about these pharmaceuticals that are being used on our children, that they may make them go blind. That's not a little thing, going blind. So if you value this program, did you hear cutting-edge news like this? You know, we're trying to help you at great personal cost. We've carried this program to the point of $58,000 of credit card debt for 18 years with, as we said, the only regular help was one person, one wonderful woman in California since about the year 2006 who believed in this work, because there are big programs maybe falling around us. And so we must step up. Lou and I are only two people. We are former educators, but we are people who have always stood up. We were forced to stand up for the right. I remember, Lou, years and years ago, we were tutoring a small boy who was in a very dysfunctional home, and he wasn't eating his lunch, and time after time, he would come for us for tutoring after school, and he'd be weeping, and his peanut butter sandwich was uneaten. And Lou looked at me one day and says, we have to talk to his mother. He's going to die. And that was difficult because mother was the problem. But Lou was very tactful. And with Jesus' help, it was a great success because that mother later and her younger favored son made an unexpected trip to our small home with all kinds of bags of groceries and specialty food, thanking us with tears in her eyes. I think that underneath all the confusion and the satanic involvement, she did have some love for this child, but he would have been destroyed. So I was never prouder of Lou than that moment in life. And I'm proud of him now, and he's proud of me, because we are trying to answer the call from Jesus. How can we ignore this coffin increase of 500% in the last 7 or 8 months, according to that leading coffin maker in North America? How can we ignore that 19-year-old beautiful girl sent to heaven, I believe, from what we've read, but sent prematurely by these evil, evil ones who want to kill and save Mother Earth instead of the people, the beautiful people God created? If you value our voices and our caring and our warnings, because we certainly don't want to be on the air just to give you sound bites. We hope that we will be protecting you. You know, if we shine the light of truth on some of this worst evil, it may not come. They'll back off. That's what we've always hoped. So we must each of us pray every day. What do you want us to do, Lord? What can we do? And some of you, I hope, will put some cash in an envelope and send it to Lou and me, because we really do need help. I'm sitting here struggling at 81 degrees, that's with air conditioning on, trying to give you this. So if you want to help us with our burdens, there's joy too. We know Jesus wants this program, and we love working for him. You can send help to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And please, please send everyone you can to our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. DividedKingdomRadio.com. Read our essays under Breaking News. Go to the listening archive. We want to make a difference. My late father was a part of a male chorus, and they sang, I want my life to tell for Jesus. I want my life to show for him that everywhere I go, men may his goodness know. I want my life to tell for Jesus.